You're listening to SBS News.
Grace Arach was 12 years old when she was kidnapped by a rebel group and forced to fight in Uganda's brutal civil war.
I was given to be the wife to the second in command, to Joseph Kony. And the same year, late that year, I was shot on my chest. Yeah.
After risking her life to escape, she eventually settled in Australia.
Because at the moment when you see in Uganda, the war is not active, but that doesn't mean that people are not suffering.
Documents obtained by SBS News reveal Australian companies are secretly selling munitions and military equipment to war-torn countries in Africa, including many where there are fears of gross human rights violations. Melissa Park is a former Labor MP and United Nations lawyer.
It's not only deeply hypocritical of the Australian government, but worse than that, it's putting the lives of countless innocent civilians at risk while hiding behind a wall of secrecy.
She says Australia is profiting while civilians suffer.
This so-called vision for Australia to become one of the world's biggest arms exporters is simply grotesque. I find it hard to believe that rather than seeing ourselves on the international stage as a good global citizen, as a nation that promotes prosperity and peace, sustainability and respect for human rights, that instead we would seek to increase the manufacture and sale of weapons.
SBS News can reveal the Defence Department has approved weapons and military equipment sales to at least 18 African countries since 2015. That includes 14 permits for Burkina Faso, where security forces were last year accused of executing hundreds of prisoners. 18 permits for Uganda, accused of buying weapons legally but smuggling them into other countries. 14 for the Central African Republic in the grip of a violent civil war, as well as sales to Somalia, Mali and South Sudan, where governments are allegedly enlisting child soldiers. Matt Tinkler is the Deputy CEO and Director of Policy and International Programs at Save the Children.
What we do know is countries in Africa that have received permitted military exports from Australia have been involved in things like grave human rights violations against children. These are things like recruiting children to be soldiers in conflict. We know that more children die in conflict in these places than soldiers die in conflict. So it's really hard to know whether Australia is walking this fine line of being an arms manufacturer on the one hand and being an upholder of child rights on the other.
The Defence Department won't detail what arms and equipment is sold to which countries. But the permits relate to equipment that's specifically designed for military use and munitions that are inherently lethal. Defence says a comprehensive risk assessment review is undertaken for every export permit, and permits are refused when risks are assessed to be contrary to Australia's national interests. But critics like Amnesty International's Nikita White say Australia lags on transparency.
Those reviews aren't public, and we don't know what they are approving, so we really don't know if that is true, and it really isn't an acceptable process to be so opaque when the consequences of these arms ending up in the wrong hands. We do not track arms once they have reached their export destination, and there is a real risk in conflict that arms do end up in the hands of armed groups and others who are largely unaccountable.
As Grace Arach leaves the horrors of war in her past, she knows all too well that conflict carries a heavy human cost. Nikki Canning, SBS News.